This is Glenn Houser with World of Radio, 1739. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, short and medium wave. On this edition, recorded September 17th, Andaman, Bermuda, Bhutan, Bolivia, Brazil, Burma, Canada, China, Congo DR, Diego Garcia, Europe, International Waters, Iran, Ireland, Italy, Kashmir, Kurdistan, Libya, Myanmar, Peru, Saudi Arabia, Solomon Islands, Spain, Taiwan, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. DXers like to hear the Andaman and Nicobar Islands especially, since there's a case for considering them a separate radio country from India. There's a transmitter on 4760 kHz from All India Radio in Port Blair, in the Andaman Islands, and another one far away in another part of India, on the same frequency more or less, in Leh, Kashmir. Here's how to tell them apart if you can split the hertz. In Shortwave Bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden says the station just below 4760 by 4 hertz heard September 12th until sign-off at 1630 must have been All India Radio in Leh, while the other one continued on the air, and it is 10 hertz above 4760, All India Radio, Port Blair. Nick Hotchko in Sydney, New South Wales, was also hearing the latter September 15th with a weak signal at 1120 UT. In IRCA, Mark Connolly in Massachusetts wonders if the medium wave station on Bermuda at 1160 kHz is still on the air. He says, I haven't heard it in quite a while, but he had been able to hear it from his beach monitoring locations near Boston. The website vsb.bm still has an entry for a BBC relay on 1160 from Bermuda. Here's more about the reactivated BBS in Bhutan on 6035, or more precisely 40 hertz below that frequency, from DSWCIDX Window. Mauno Riitala in Finland says they welcome possible reception reports via their web form at www.bbs.bt/news/. He says they're operating again with 50 kilowatts since September 2nd, signing on around midnight UT until off at 13:03. From Assam, India, Gautam Kumar Sharma, who's quite close to the station, has more about this. Its morning transmission beginning time is not regular. Sometimes it's on the air as early as 0100, and sometimes half an hour or an hour later. On September 9th, a good signal from midnight 47 onwards in a local language. On September 6th, the signal was loud and clear with news in English, public service announcements, and songs in English after 11:03. On September 7th, BBS English with excellent reception from 10:40 until 11:12. There were English songs, sometimes back-to-back, health promos, news, public service announcements. However, he says in the evening and night, local time over there, I'm yet to hear the signal of BBS on 6035. As Alokesh Gupta informed, they're using only one transmitter at a time, so there is no parallel frequency. About those way out of band stations in Bolivia, Bob Wilkner in Florida says Radio Echo in Reyes was on 4409.8. September 9th, a fair signal at 2330 to 2350 UT. Also, the previous three evenings at the same time. However, he's not hearing it in the mornings between 09 and 11 UT. Also measured on 4409.80 by Pedro F. Arunatigi in Peru. This was August 31st at midnight 35 UT with a local ID announcing the frequency as 4410. And the other one is on 4451.20, says Pedro F. Arunatigi, Lima, Peru, in his Chasqui de X for September, Radio Santa Ana, in Santa Ana de Jacuma, Bolivia, logged September 2nd at 23:15 to midnight 10 UT, with a religious program called Impacto con Maria, and also some folk music and ads in Quechua. A few Brazilians are still active on the 90-meter band. Bob Wilkner in Florida reports, Radio Cultura Araraquara, São Paulo, on 3364.84, between 2320 and 2350, September 12th, and up on 3375.1, Radio Municipal São Gabriel da Cachoeira, September 9th at 0930 in Portuguese until 1012 UT. There used to be a different Brazilian station on 3375, Rádio Educadora Guajara Mirim, in Shortwave Bulletin, Sweden. Lars Skoljan reports hearing from them with a verification letter, stickers, and postcards. The director said the reason they are no longer broadcasting on shortwave is that you cannot get any receivers with a 90-meter band in the Brazilian market. Therefore, they have now applied for a frequency in the 60-meter band. Since September 12th, I've noticed that Brazil no longer has a big signal on 6180 from the Amazonian service in our evenings. There is still something there, as well as Brazil. CRI via East Turkestan is scheduled between midnight and 02 UT, but it's not the only signal. I think Brazil may still be operating, but with a much lower powered transmitter. Instead of the 250 kilowatt, it could be the supposedly 4 kilowatt unit, which was formerly used on 5990, which is no longer being heard. Furthermore, the remaining big signal on 11780 is there most of the time. However, it was missing completely September 16th at 0544, but it had returned the next night. With less than a sesquimonth left before self-destruction, here's a log of the doomed Democratic Voice of Burma by Rich D'Angelo in Pennsylvania in the NASPA flash sheet 11595. It's aired via Armenia from 2330 until midnight 30 UT. He heard the last part of that September 10th with Burmese language talks and instrumental music, but mostly talking. A fair signal. In the AM switch column of National Radio Club DX News September 15th, some Canadian news from Andy at WRTH, meaning I assume Andy Reid rather than Andy Sennett. The CRTC is investigating whether three Washington stations, KRPA 1110, KRPI 1550, and KVRI 1600, are legally targeting the Vancouver market. The problem is not U.S. law, as the FCC couldn't care less what U.S. stations broadcast, but Canadian advertisers are being reminded that they cannot take Canadian tax deductions for their advertising costs on U.S. stations targeting Canadian markets without CRTC authorization. Will this policy starve these stations of revenue? We shall see. There was also a long story about this in the Globe and Mail of September 7th. In IRCA, Chuck Hutton explains, the issue in the CRTC's view is that all three stations are Canadian-owned and have their entire offices and staff in Canada, but transmit from the U.S. to serve Canadian markets. The CRTC says that makes them subject to Canadian rules. Tom Taylor informs us that the monthly broadcast of Radio City is nigh, presumably originating in Canada, at least that's where its email address is, the station of the cars, via IRRS Romania, Friday, September 19th at 18 to 19 UT on 7290, and also via Challenger Radio in Italy, 1368 kHz. It repeats Saturday, September 20th at 08 on 9510. Another transmission via Hamburger Local Radio, Saturday, September 27th at 12 UT on 7265. Every Saturday evening, they're also on Radio Mercurs in Riga, Latvia, 1485 kHz for an hour at 19 UT. Nick, VK2DX Hachko in Sydney, Australia, reports hearing his 87th shortwave broadcast country, Congo DR. It's Radio Kandip in Bunia, 5066.335, September 15th A carrier was visible on his Perseus from around 14 UT, the first audio around 1700. A male was speaking in French. There was a cappella singing by women in an African rhythm at 1725, but it went off the air 9 seconds past 1729, just as it was getting stronger. He did hear an ID at closing as Radio Candip. In the NASA flash sheet, Mike Nikolich in Illinois says, an exciting catch for me. The only radio I could hear this on was my Kenwood TS-450 transceiver with my Cushcraft A3S tri-band beam. He's referring to AFN Diego Garcia, 12759 USB, September 8th at 0155 to 0240, rock music with the DJ, AP News at the top of the hour, Fox Sports, including NFL and Davis Cup scores, then continuous rock music until tune out at 0240. It was weak but readable, rating SIO 232. As we mentioned last week, Laser Hot Hits continues to be reported on medium wave 1476, apparently from somewhere in the British Isles, as well as 4026. But now there's another shortwave frequency. Gary Drew reports to the British DX Club on September 14th at 1529. It's also on 6045. And that's reported as well by John Hode in the UK at 1602 UT on September 14th. Nick Rank in Buxton, UK, found good reception on 6045, September 14th at 1950, better than on 4026. Also under the heading of Euro Pirates, this from Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal, September 12th at 2205 UT, he was hearing a Latin American sounding station similar to the Preaching Fisherman, heard on 8989, but this was on 14477.7 USB with religious propaganda. Fair signal. And he follows up later that the ID is Radio El Dorado, more or less regular in the evenings. It's not Spanish despite the name. In fact, he says it's not far from where I live. The chap told me he's using 25 watts PEP. In DX India, Alakesh Gupta reminds us of an annual event on All India Radio, a special two-hour transmission called Mahalaya, Sanskrit recitation and music, orated by the late Shri Birendra Krishna Bhadra. AIR has been broadcasting this since the early 1930s. A countdown of the Indian festival of Durga Puja starts from the day of Mahalaya. This starts UT Monday, September 22nd at 2225 UT. That is the morning of September 23rd, Tuesday in India. And last year, all these frequencies were observed by him and or by Joe's Jacob, 4760 Port Blair, as I mentioned earlier, 4810, 4820, 4835, 4880, 4895, 4910, 4940, 4965, 9425, and 9470, plus many medium wave frequencies. You might check for these as well as other listed All India Radio frequencies, at least on the 60 meter band. Now a couple of odd beacon loggings on the X band. Terry Kruger in Florida reports on 1650 kilohertz, a long line fishing net beacon with the call sign 0HLI, September 6th at 10:38, presumably from somewhere in the Gulf of Mexico, since it was from the north or south of him, and it was atop broadcasters on that frequency. One day before, Jerry Bishop, further away in Niceville, Florida, had heard it as well. And Carlos Gonçalves on the Portuguese coast heard an oil rig beacon at Merluza off the São Paulo state coast of Brazil. This was on 1645 kilohertz, September 11th at 2210, with a call sign MLZ, continuous telegraphy IDs.
This is Glenn Hauser's World of Radio. This is Glenn Hauser's World of Radio.
via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigahertz, World of Radio number 1739. Our website brings you a lot more info, worldofradio.com. And it's completely non-commercial. Our thanks this week for financial support from Thomas Hunt and from Michael Stone, both of whom sent contributions via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Or one may contribute via check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. And now a rare musical interlude. Do you recognize this? I'll explain in a moment. Hearing variations on that tune, repeating over and over, the total period between repetitions being 1 minute and 49 seconds, starting at 0536 tune in, September 17th on 13590, until it cut off abruptly at 0550. Well, nothing is scheduled on that frequency at that time. However, I see that a few minutes earlier, Iran was scheduled in its Russian service until 0520. On 13590 via the Kamalabad site. And it so happens that Iran is the only country on the HFCC list with any transmission whatsoever ending at 0550, that being Turkish, scheduled on two other frequencies from the same site, 13710 and 11925. So I suspect that was film music and a mix-up in transmission from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Via Mike Varicliffe in the British DX Club, Mano Ritlo on Facebook posted this September 16th from Patrick O'Leary on the R-Globe list. Originally in French, Radio Telefiche Iran will broadcast an experimental transmission on shortwave to Europe Sunday, 21 September on 15415 at 10 to 11 UT, relaying the national network Radio Na Gaeltachta. This is the National Irish Language Service. But pourquoi, we wonder, and do from where? This will be a few hours before the expected special football final broadcasts, which, per Ivo Ivanov, we remind you, are scheduled the same day, September 21st, to Africa at 13 to 17 UT on 17495 and 7300. 13 to 16 on 17820 and 16 to 17 on 11750. In the medium wave circle, Andy Lavendel in Italy, referring to reports and complaints about Italian pirate stations appearing on various frequencies in the upper part of the medium wave band, such as 1350 and 1440, which might otherwise be good DXing channels in Europe. He says, it could be one of several AM unauthorized locals which popped up in this band lately. In many cases, these tests, which are difficult to locate precisely, are in some way connected. People operating them know each other. Some of them use or used to work for small technical and maintenance companies contracted by our national broadcaster, RAI, for its huge medium wave infrastructure. Transmissions may be based on dismissed RAI equipment. In other cases, rumors about newly bought equipment are circulated. It's a weird situation. As one would say, for many things Italian, nobody really knows the reason for this other than pure fun and nostalgia. Equinoctial propagation conditions seem to be improving our reception at one of our favorite music stations, Radio Ya Denge Kurdistan'e. It's considered clandestine for the Kurdish part of Turkey on 11510. It's a long transmission span from that site on that frequency from 03 until 15 UT via Pridnestrovia or Moldova. We were hearing it well at 0344 September 15th, and we also hear it well when they're again playing a lot of music after 1310 UT. In the British DX Club, Nick Rank reports an off-frequency station on 677.5 kHz, Middle Eastern sounding, peaking at 2035 UT on September 12th. Audio rather muffled. He doesn't think it's spurious. Alan Pennington in the BDXC explains it's probably Benghazi, Libya. In fact, it closed at 2249 UT, preceded by an anthem he remembered hearing a lot during the Libyan Civil War. And in ADX, via Christoph Ratzer, Patrick Robichon, Austria, agrees it is Libya al-Hurra, or Radio Free Libya, from Benghazi, supposed to be 100 kilowatts on 675 kilohertz. That is 675, the nominal frequency. Ron Howard in California reports that 7345 is lacking the CNR1 signal, uncovering some other interesting stuff from Asia. Presumed Tazin radio in Myanmar. September 16th, random checking from 1210 until it went off about 1300. He tuned to hear Myanmar with a decent signal all by itself on lower sideband. But when he switched to upper sideband, he heard the Chinese numbers station, Star Star Broadcasting Station, underneath Myanmar. It went off close to 1220 UT. Tazin usually goes off at 1330, but this time it was 1300, so he checked the other Star Star Broadcasting Station from Taiwan frequency, 7502 AM, and it was signing on at 1300, after which he found Myanmar was off 7345. Amazing what can be heard without the CNR1 powerhouses blocking the frequencies. On September 17th, he was hearing Chinese numbers only on 7345 USB at 1212 till off about 1218. Nothing from Myanmar on that date. Although I've yet to see any definite logs of it from outside Peru. As we mentioned last week, Radio del Pacifico reported reactivated on 9675, and Alfredo Cañote in Lima, who first reported this, follows up on the Condish list. This was on September 15th. He says he talked with the engineer at the station, David Nieves, telling him about hearing it, and he confirmed that they are transmitting on their old-time frequency, 9675. Reception reports may be sent to pacificom at qnet.com. Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia says, glad to hear that, but he never got a reply from them before. And Alfredo replies to that. I'm sure he will be answering this time. If not, let me know and I'll call him. I did detect the carrier with low modulation today, so that may explain why others are having trouble hearing it. Via Alakesh Gupta, a press release September 12th from Ampagon, which is the latest name of the transmitter manufacturer in Switzerland. The Saudi Broadcast Corporation has contracted Ampagon through undisputed Saudi market leader First Gulf Company for the renewal of their radio transmission site in Riyadh. Ampagon will deliver four 500 kilowatt shortwave transmitters, four shortwave antennas, and the Broadmaster broadcast control system. The new systems will replace existing analog transmitters with four tubes by modern analog digital transmitters having single high power tube amplification and hence a much better overall efficiency. They'll be manufactured in Turgi, Switzerland. Tests are planned for autumn and shipments before the end of this year. Commissioning by an Ampagon engineer will start afterwards, and the new systems are expected to be on air by summer 2015. Solomon Islands had been reliable lately on 5020 until signing off just before 1200 UT. However, on September 17th, Ron Howard reports they were instead on 9545, which had been their daytime frequency. He tuned in at 1018 and found that frequency went off at 1159 UT, and nothing on 5020 remains to be heard whether that's a permanent change. It's now been confirmed that Radio Exterior de España will be stopping all shortwave broadcasts effective October 1st. Steve Luce in Texas heard this on the Listeners Club program in English at midnight 5 UT September 12th. A revamped REE English service on the Internet will continue with podcasts and a live stream 6 days a week at midnight UT. Allison Hughes says they hope to improve the website experience with a more user-friendly format. Steve says this will leave Albania and Romania as the only European public broadcasters with English to North America still on shortwave. Which of those will be next to pull the plug? I'm guessing Romania. I happen to be listening a few minutes later to that same broadcast from Spain when there was an interview with Javier Sanchez, whose impressive title is Head of European Spectrum Strategy Research and Development for Radio Televisión Española. After explaining about spectrum management in general, he got down to business, saying shortwave should be sustained. Contrary to general assumptions, streaming is more expensive not only for the consumer, but for the producer. If there are more than 1,000 web listeners, costs increase dramatically. Shortwave is still needed for disasters, mariners, but once REE is off shortwave, listeners will have to use computers or satellite TVs, which can also get the radio services. He says shutting shortwave is not the best economic decision. It does not make sense. Don Moman in Alberta reports hearing a third harmonic of a U.S. broadcast station landing in the 80-meter ham band, both in morning and evening. 3750 kilohertz. It's Real Country, KNEU, AM 1250 in Roosevelt, Utah. This was at 0322 UT, September 17th, and when it was inaudible on the fundamental, 1250 kilohertz. A reminder of some new times for World of Radio, recently added by WRMI, but which are not necessarily the latest show and may be repeating the previous show. Thursday at 2330 UT on 11580, Friday at 2130 on 7570 and 15770, and UT Sunday at 0100 on 5950. Here's a station which may be of interest to listeners further east than the Arizona-New Mexico border, KHAC 880, which is a Christian station serving Navajo land. It seems to have been operating with its non-directional daytime 10-kilowatt facility after dark, which means the signal gets out well to the east, despite KRVN in Nebraska, KLRG in Arkansas, or maybe even WCBS in New York. We were hearing it around 0300 UT on September 11th and again around 0600. It identifies as part of the Western Indian Network, the Voice of Hope. According to Radio Inc., Clear Channel, the broadcasting conglomerate and billboard company, is changing its name to iHeartMedia, all one word. This brought about a number of snide remarks from radio enthusiasts who don't like what Clear Channel did to the radio business over the past many years. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNS is peaking at 20 and 4 September 25th, solar flux dipping to 115 September 24th to 26th, and rising to a peak of 150 October 6th and 7th. That's World of Radio 1739. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.